So I think the next landmark trial that really impacted on ovarian cancer patients was that of GOG-158. Now, this particular trial was limited to patients that were optimally debulked. That means patients that had less than 1 centimeter residual disease as their largest tumor after primary surgery. These patients were stage 3 and 4, meaning they had disease in the upper abdomen at the time of diagnosis. And they were then randomized to the winner of GOG-111, that cumbersome inpatient regimen that included the 24-hour paclitaxel and cisplatin, versus a much more user-friendly outpatient regimen consisting of carboplatin with only a 3-hour paclitaxel infusion. And many people thought that that could change the efficacy. And while many in the community had already said, well, due to convenience, we're going to change, many were concerned that it could actually compromise efficacy. As it turns out, there was no difference, no statistical difference between those two arms. And in fact, the carbo arm actually is a little bit ahead of the cisplatin, which may be due to the fact that a very high AUC was used in that trial. It was 7.5, which is higher than what most people use in the community, which is usually somewhere between 5 and 7.